Democratic challenger Dana Bolter is calling for a more robust debate schedule in the race for Central New York's seat in Congress. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Bolter used incumbent Republican John Katko's own words against him as she criticized what she calls a limited debate agreement, reciting an excerpt from an interview run on WRVO 4 years ago when Katko asked for more debates in a race against incumbent Dan Maffei.
In his solo interview on the Campbell Conversations in 2014, he said of Maffei, "We're just going to have to keep asking him. I think the hallmark of our democracy is fair, honest, and open debate."
The two campaigns have agreed to four debates, all in Syracuse, with no live audience. Katko, in an email from his campaign, also points to 10 forums he says offers candidates a chance to answer questions from the public. Bolter says these are not events that both sides had agreed to or discussed.
Some of them we didn't even know about. And my understanding of them, again, with the exception of the Disability Rights Forum, is that they are not joint appearances. They are not places where we will be on stage side by side answering the same set of questions, talking to each other and talking to voters.
Bolter says voters in the four-county district deserve to have debates or forums in their own communities in front of live audiences, not just at pre-recorded events in Syracuse. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.